USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden's symptoms are improving as he's taking an antiviral medication called Paxlovid, designed to fight COVID. Biden completing his first day of the drug and will continue taking it for 5 days. The president's doctor saying he had a slight fever Thursday night, but took Tylenol to fight that. Biden said to be still dealing with a runny nose, fatigue, and an occasional cough. About 160 million Americans will be feeling the sweltering heat and humidity by Sunday. Forecasters saying afternoon highs will feel like 100 degrees or hotter, even in places where the mercury doesn't reach triple digits. Forecasters say conditions will be particularly miserable up and down the eastern seaboard this weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The head of the TSA said on Thursday that under 1,000 illegal immigrants have been allowed to board planes using warrants as identification this calendar year. As he faced a grilling on the matter from Republican Missouri Senator Josh Hawley, who also spoke to Fox News.
It is utter and total contempt that this administration is showing for the law-abiding citizens of the United States. What they're telling us is, wait in the longest lines ever, be treated to all kinds of random inspections and invasive procedures, and have your stuff confiscated. But if you're an illegal alien and you have committed a crime, oh, and you have an arrest warrant, come right to the front of the line.
The U.S. Park Service has installed fencing around the Washington Monument in an attempt to control the number of food trucks around it. The move comes after a number of food trucks were parking bumper to bumper around the monument, creating safety issues and an obstructed view of the attraction. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Twitter is partly blaming Elon Musk for missing expectations in its latest quarterly earnings report. It said revenue didn't meet expectations due to uncertainty related to the pending acquisition of Twitter by an affiliate of Elon Musk. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants to label Russia a state sponsor of terrorism. In the Senate, a resolution has been introduced calling on Secretary of State Antony Blinken to designate Russia as such.
Congressman and Republican New York Governor candidate Lee Zeldin was attacked Thursday at an event outside of Rochester, New York, by a man with a keychain self-defense weapon. As predicted by Unhurt Zeldin, the man was released on cashless bail hours after the felony charge. Friday, Representative Zeldin was back at it, talking up soft on crimes, cashless bail.
Now, the argument in favor of cashless bail is that you don't want somebody to stay locked up behind bars only because they can't afford a very small amount of bail. That's the argument that gets made by activists. I would offer you that if you are a Mexican cartel drug smuggler with $1.2 million worth of crystal meth, and you don't set aside enough money, that's on you. You're a bad businessman. You're a bad drug dealer.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.